Drink.
All right, so the learning today should be a schos ila nishma satir chaver, chaim alotz ben shim shenariye, and also a schos for an ila nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem ben Zia. Should be a schos for fushleim of chaim dove ben arach ochana leva shein rach on abadach ben peril, and a schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue in Shara Ava in Archa Sadikim, and we are on page, hold on, page 223. So we talked about how a person is supposed to love his friends, how a person should attach himself to tzaddikim, should find out if his chachma is real chachma by getting basically the opinion of a chacham. And also, we saw last time how it's very bad to associate with a rasha because it's going to rub off on you. So then he moves on to the next category of love, which he says, V'avas arech yamim ti al derech zeh. He says, a person who wants to live a long life, so he has a love of life of living, it should be in the following way. Sheyoyav yemei chayav, he should love his days, loy avur sheyoychal v'yeshta, not in order to eat and drink, v'yehoneh bimei chayei hevloy, and indulge in pleasures in days of hevloy is like in vain, meaning for nothing. Ah, however, yachshav, he should think, melechas hatayra v'amitzvois meruva. The work that I have to do for Torah mitzvahs is a lot. Kiflayim, and even if I would live two or even four times the amount, I could not complete my obligation. There's so many mitzvahs and so much Torah to be learned that even if I lived basically four lifetimes, I wouldn't complete my requirements. The demands of the Torah, ulahasik and to achieve proper midos, asher bohem yisratze eved al adonav, by which a person finds acceptance with his master. The al derech zeh yoyav yemei chayav, and that's how you should love the days of your life. Because through that, you will attain, be called an eved Hashem, and you'll reach a level of tahira and avas Hashem. So the idea is, don't love life so that you can enjoy it. Love life so that you can you recognize I have an obligation to do as much as I can. The time is short. I have to use as much a life that I have to be able to fulfill as much of the Torah as I can, because you recognize life is short and I don't even have enough time to fulfill my obligations. I got to get in as much as I can. So I want to live longer to be able to do more. And you should get sustenance in this world, that will bring you to Olam Haba, meaning that every aspect of our life, and this is so important to remember, every aspect of our life should be to get Olam Haba. And through this temporary world, we should try to get the enduring world, the eternal world, a pleasure that will never stop. So everything that we do. So some of us are at work, some of us might be taking a break, some of us might be eating. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, if your focus is I'm doing it now so that it should be l'shem shemayim, I'm taking a break so that I can go back to work and fulfill my chiyuv of parnasa. Why? In order that I should be able to afford so that my children could go to yeshiva and I should be able to learn, I should be able to have a bayis neman. So if that's your philosophy, so then, of course, it's going to be, I mean, not of course. So then you're fulfilling, you're taking every moment and you are devoting it to Hashem. And in that way, your whole life is spent basically tied up in Avodas Hashem. But if, Chalila, it's the other way, where you're in the job because you want the money, and that's the end all be all, you're eating because you want the pleasure of eating, and that's the end all be all. So now you're disconnecting it from Hashem, and now you're basically living for the sake of living. So the idea should be that you should eat to live, not live to eat, essentially. It's the same action. It's just, what is your intention when you're doing it? It says, V'tamid yira min amavas, you should always be fearful of death. In what way? Not that I'm afraid that I'm going to die and I'm going to lose my ability to enjoy myself, but V'yosef taro precious. That each day is another day where I can come closer to Hashem. I can grow in Avodas Hashem. Midei yoyim yoyim, Because maybe I'm not going to reach my potential. Every day there's a risk that if I lose today, then I lose my ability to achieve what I need to. Each day you should increase your love and your fear of Hashem. But if you have a life that doesn't include fear of Hashem, that's not called living. So he says here on the bottom that if you are baking a cake and you put in all the ingredients, but you leave out the sugar, have you made a cake? Yes, you've made a cake. But have you made a cake that's enjoyable, that's sweet? So obviously not. And that's what he's saying. He's saying you could live a life, and yes, you lived a full life, but if you don't include Hashem, if you don't have Yiras Hashem, you're missing a key ingredient. So did you live a life? Yes, you lived a life. But it's empty. It's an empty life. It's a life that's has no sweetness, no specialness, no uniqueness to it. No chashivas. That's the real word I was looking at. There's no chashivas to it. So what's it worth? What's it worth? Who wants to eat it? Who wants to enjoy from it? But if the other way around, a person dedicates his life to Hashem. So now you've added all the ingredients. Now you have a chash of a life. Now you have a life that you can look back on, and it's something that's a nachas ruach to Hashem. Okay, let's stop here.